Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
Give a bit of background on Happiness for No Reason, which is put together by Marcy. And then Happiness for No Reason, people think, well, that's great. You wake up in the morning and who wouldn't want to feel happier and lighter and more open and feel like they're stepping into a life that really lights them up? But sometimes that's easier said than done. But interestingly enough, her work is one of the foundations for her work is based on some research. I don't know if you've heard of Sheldon and Shader, but they did research into happiness and they discovered that 50% of people struggle with happiness because they're born genetically with a gene that makes it more difficult than other people. So when you find or you attach to that the labels of depression or anxiety and all these other labels that people have and connect with, kind of makes sense. And it can seem a bit soul destroying. But the research also showed that 10% of people find objects and external things that helps their happiness, which isn't a great amount when you think about 10% of 100%. But 40% of people, by watching their behaviors and habits and thoughts and concentrating on developing happiness habits, if you want to call it that, actually can change and raise their happiness exponentially. So much so that when you add to that the neuroplasticity of the human brain, you can actually reverse that process, that genetic process of having a gene or having that within your DNA, that happiness isn't at your strong point. So essentially, it's brilliant because it really shows that you can take your power back. And there's three fundamental principles behind Happiness for No Reason. And that's what we're going to incorporate in the activation today. So if you want to, you're not driving and you're wanting to partake in this activation right now, then that's amazing. But it is on replay, so you can always come back and revisit it. So we'll get started if everyone's happy with that. So if you would like to gently bring your attention to the top of your head and just focusing on the area above your head, the first colour that you think of. Imagine that you can see and sense coloured light gently flowing down through your face. And just using your imagination, imagine that you can feel and see the light flowing through and around your eyes and all the muscles around your eyes and through and around your jaw. And as the light travels down through your face, it melts away any tension. Just have a sense or an awareness of all your face becoming all limp and loose as the energy flows down your neck and into your shoulders. And as the coloured light flows into your shoulders, it flows into all the muscles in your shoulders and eases away tension. Just have an awareness of the coloured light flowing through the muscles and then down your arms into your hands. And maybe take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just really feel that tension just draining away as the coloured light gently flows down through your body, flowing down your spine and down through all your chakras. And using your imagination, have an awareness of the coloured light flowing down your legs and into your feet. And as the coloured light reaches your feet, it starts to extend beyond your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Just using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense your roots going deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. your roots growing deeper and deeper through all the layers of the earth. And as they travel down into the ground beneath you, have an awareness of creatures and animals that live within the earth. And going deeper, maybe crystals within the earth, and maybe even underground rivers and waterfalls. But just have an awareness of the planet Earth beneath your feet being alive and vibrant, and of being deeply connected to that energy. Your feet may tingle and become warm, and you may even have an awareness of the pulse and rhythm of the earth beneath you. If you do, just allow that pulse and rhythm to travel up through your body, feeling totally connected and at one with the planet beneath you. And deep down in the centre of the earth, there's a core of crystalline light. And just for a moment, using your imagination, send your awareness to that crystalline energy. And the first colour that you think of, just imagine that coloured energy glowing and shining with light. And following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the coloured energy flows back up your roots and into your feet. Every time you breathe in, the crystalline energy flows into your body, flowing into your feet and up your legs, and flowing into your base chakra at the bottom of your spine. Just for a moment, imagine that you can see or sense an orb of energy in that part of your body. And as the crystalline light flows into that energy center, it becomes more vibrant, sending light all around your body, deepening your connection with Earth and deepening your connection with yourself. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, just release any remaining tension or concern. As the crystalline light flows higher through your lower back and stomach into your sacral chakra, and again, using your imagination, imagine that you can see an orb of light in that part of your body, the crystalline energy flowing into that orb of energy, and your sacral chakra becoming more open and vibrant, deepening the connection of relationship with yourself, and enhancing and strengthening relationships with others in your life. Just for a moment, focus on the energy in that area, open and vibrant. And if any thoughts or emotions bubble up to the surface, just allow them to drift away as the crystalline energy flows higher into your solar plexus. Again, here it opens and activates your solar plexus. Just using your imagination, imagine that you can see or sense your solar plexus chakra almost like the sun or a star. And as the crystalline light flows into it, it opens and activates, sending rays of light or starlight all around your body. As you breathe in, the crystalline light flows into your solar plexus. And as you breathe out, the light flows and stretches all around your body, above you and below you and either side of your body, further than even you can outstretch with your arms. If you were to outstretch your arms, the light would expand even further as it surrounds you in a sense of calm and well-being. Picture yourself surrounded by the light and smile as the crystalline light flows higher into your heart chakra. Again, imagine you can see your heart chakra as an orb of energy, and the crystalline light flows into it, opening and activating, and your heart chakra also sends shimmering light all around your body, deepening your connection with energy, deepening your connection with the cosmos and with the world around you. As slowly the light flows higher into your throat chakra, opening and activating your throat chakra, freeing your expression, the expression of who you are, and your connection to your core authentic self. And as your throat chakra is activated and opened, the light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. You may find that your hands tingle with energy as the crystalline light flows through all your meridians, opening and clearing, and finally flows up your neck and into your head, filling your brow chakra and your crown chakra with beautiful crystalline light. And as your entire body is filled with that flow of energy, it soaks into every cell and fibre of your physical form, restoring balance and harmony. Just for a moment, scan with your thoughts through your physical body. And if any part of your body draws your attention, just for a moment, focus on that part of your body and imagine that you can really see and sense the crystalline light soaking into that part of your body. All the cells shining with light and all the muscle tissue and body tissues. As the energy restores harmony and balance. And as your body fills with the light shines all around you. Opening and clearing your energy field. Balancing and harmonizing on every level of yourself. Just for a moment, take a few deep breaths in and just allow your body and your energies to adjust to any energy shift. Having a real awareness of the earth beneath you and of your body filled with that flowing energy as you connect to who you truly are, an expansive being of light. And then slowly using your imagination, just bring your focus and your imagination onto the scene of walking through a forest. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the forest track beneath your feet. And really focus on the detail of the track. Have an awareness of what the track is made of. And perhaps you can even hear the soft sound of your footsteps as you walk along it. Either side of the track, the trees and the trunks of the trees, the foliage. Just allow your imagination to give you the sense of what your forest looks like. And above you, the canopy of the leaves. And the sun shining through the leaves, casting dappled shadows. As you walk along the track, you have a deep sense of calm and well-being. Just for a moment, continue to walk along the forest track. And one tree in particular will draw your attention. Just one at the edge of the track. And just for a moment, stop and pause by the tree. And really look at the bark on the tree trunk. Using your imagination, picture yourself reaching out with your hands and just touching the tree trunk with your fingertips. You may find that your hand tingles as you connect to the tree. Or you may become aware of a message or symbols within the tree trunk, or that the tree spirit may communicate with you in your mind. And as you connect to the tree in this way, have an awareness of its roots going deep down into the ground. Have an awareness of the tree roots extending down into the ground. And as you send your awareness into the ground with those tree roots, you become aware of the roots of all the other trees and your own roots, all connected to the earth beneath you, like a web of information and connection. And as you connect to that web of information, you can hear the sounds of the trees. You can hear their song. You have an awareness of the pulse and the dance and the rhythm that they sway to and move to as the wind moves through the leaves on the branches. And as you connect to the trees in this way, bring your attention to your heart chakra and imagine you're sending golden light and love from your heart chakra into the forest, into the tree roots. And breathe. And you may find that you see through the dimensions and become aware of the tree spirits, the elementals and the fairies. And picture yourself smiling, feeling totally at one and connected to the world around you. And then when you're ready, gently continue along the track towards the clearing in the forest. The clearing in the centre of the forest is a very special place. So using your imagination, follow the track. And when you come to the clearing, just for a moment, pause and looking out from the trees, just see what it looks like. The clearing in the forest will be the special one for you. You will see and perceive it exactly how you need it to be. So for a moment, just notice any plants or foliage. And then when you're ready, step into the clearing and find a place that you can sit to make yourself comfortable. Above you now, you can see the sky and the blue of the sky. And you can feel the sun shining down, warming you right through to your bones. As you make yourself comfortable in the center of the clearing. And the fact that you have deeply connected yourself to the trees and the forest. The creatures of the forest treat you as being one of them. Just observe what creatures and animals come into the clearing and greet you as though you're a friend. Any birds or animals, butterflies, just have an awareness, whatever it is, whatever animals and creatures come and greet you. And have an awareness of one or two in particular. And as these creatures draw close, just allow your imagination and your awareness to connect with them. And be aware of any message that this creature, insect, whatever it is, may have for you. Whatever it is that you've been questioning in your life, whatever it is that you need perhaps more direction with. Just have an awareness of the significance of this creature and what it has to offer you by way of guidance. And then you have an awareness of the energy within the clearing building, becoming more intense. And as you look now across the surface of the grass and the plants, you become aware of orbs of light. Different coloured orbs of light as the elementals from the forest draw closer. You feel light and joyous as these orbs of light seem to dance and swirl, Just have an awareness of the different colours. And one colour in particular may seem more pronounced. And as it does, that orb, that coloured orb, will become larger until you can see a figure, an elemental figure of that colour standing before you. Again, just bring your attention to your heart chakra and imagine you're sending love and golden energy from your heart chakra towards the elemental, greeting and sending love. And see the elemental smile as the figure draws close and sits next to you. And as the elemental draws close and sits next to you, it opens its hand and offers you a crystal that looks like the sun itself, a golden crystal glowing with light. The elemental hands you the crystal. Just using your imagination, picture yourself receiving it. As the elemental reminds you that whatever you place your focus on, whatever you appreciate, will expand. The elemental invites you to look at the crystal, and using your imagination, imagine that you can see in the crystal images of situations or things in your life that you would like to see more of, that you would like to see expand. It could be an actual situation or it could be symbolic. But using your imagination, focus on the crystal and imagine that you can see symbols or images within the crystal that you would like to see expand in your life. Things that you appreciate. Maybe small things. Or maybe larger things. Perhaps you want to see yourself living somewhere with more trees, so picture trees and appreciate trees. Maybe you'd like to see more harmonious relationships. So if that's the case, see harmonious relationships and see the people smiling. And put yourself in the orb, surrounded by happy people that are supportive of who you are. Just play with that for a moment, appreciating the things in your life that you would like to see expand and placing them into the crystal. And then the elemental asks you what makes you happy. And picture yourself smiling as images run through your mind of things that make you happy. Maybe it's a pet doing funny things. Or maybe it's people just being laughing and having fun. Whatever it is that makes you feel really happy, imagine that you can see images or symbols that represent that in the crystal also. Almost as though you're holding a crystal ball that looks like the sun, with these beautiful treasures and images that represent your happy, expansive self, all within it. And the more you put into the crystal, notice how it expands but also feels lighter. And perhaps the rays of light shining from it become even brighter. So just for a moment, be aware of the images and symbols of situations and different things in your life that make you feel really happy. And imagine you can see those within the crystal. And then finally, the elemental reminds you that you live in a universe that's on your side. When you're deeply connected to the world around you, and the earth beneath your feet. And when you're deeply connected to yourself, then you can literally orchestrate your own level of happiness. And the universe will support you. So just for a moment, gaze up at the sky and have an awareness of that expansive blue above your head. And using your imagination, reach up through the blue sky and have an awareness of expanding higher and higher to the realm of the stars and the planets. And have an awareness of the infinite nature of the universe, the expansiveness. All that expansiveness, all those infinite possibilities are all on your side. All ready and willing to support you in whatever it is you want to achieve and experience. So take a deep breath in and breathe all that expansiveness into your body. And bringing your attention back to the orb that you're holding, breathe that feeling of expansiveness into that crystal orb. And notice how it expands with light. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of that orb expanding with light. And the elemental asks you to breathe that energy from the orb into your body. So using your imagination, just feel through your chakras and see which chakra you would like to breathe that energy into your body. Maybe your heart chakra or your solar plexus, maybe your crown, or all of them. Just breathe. Imagine you're breathing that light and that energy into your body. And bring your hand to the chakra or chakras that draw your attention. And taking deep breaths in, naturally and automatically, all that energy flows into your energy field. And using your imagination, have an awareness of the energy from that crystal filling your body and flowing out all around you. All those images of expansiveness and happiness and appreciation flowing through your body and flowing around you as you're connected to the universe around and above you and deeply connected to the earth beneath your feet. And just for a moment, breathe and just allow any energy shifts to occur as you assimilate that frequency. And then gently bringing your attention back to the clearing, you notice that the elemental is gently moving away. And just project a thank you and have an awareness of the elemental smiling as the orbs of light gently move and melt back into the ground and into the trees. And using your imagination, picture yourself stretching your arms and standing up and stretching your legs and your feet. And notice how your body feels stronger and more vibrant. Notice how you feel more expanded, more in touch with who you are. And knowing that you can come back to the clearing anytime you choose, just gently for now make your way back to the forest track and start to walk back along it through the forest. Again, have an awareness of the trees and the tree trunks around you. And have an awareness of the sound of your feet gently walking on the forest track. And really bringing your attention down into your feet. Have an awareness of your feet and how they're resting on the floor beneath you. And when you're able, gently move your toes. And then slowly and gently, when you're ready, open your eyes. And if you're feeling that you're not wanting to come back, or you're feeling the energy shifts from that, then as you focus on your feet, just imagine that you can see our cosmic waterfall of light. So silver light flowing from above you all around your body and shimmering and flowing through your body. Just aligning any energy shifts that have taken place. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.